to work informed with Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020 KDKA. It's 8:12. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway, and one of our favorite guests is with us this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a special night. It always is the biggest night in sports as far as award ceremonies. Mike Ditka will receive the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Dapper Dan. Benefits Western Pennsylvania Girls and Boys Clubs, and it's a great great charity and a great honor. And Iron Mike joins us live and very local. He's in Pittsburgh this morning. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Congratulations on a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, it's a great honor, really. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm located in Chicago and Florida right now, but I mean, I'm a Pittsburgh guy through and through, and I always will be. And I'm so proud of my heritage and my upbringing and everything and the things I've learned, the lessons I've learned, the values I've had growing up in this area.
And Aliquippa High School, the University of Pittsburgh, of course, and then your playing days and coaching, getting a world championship with the Chicago Bears, and all the things you've done in between here and there influenced a lot of young men along the way and people in general. Does anything jump out at you looking back at your own career?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you can always go back in life and say you regret this and you regret that. But I think Sinatra said it pretty good. You know, regrets I've had a few, too few to mention. I've had a good life. I mean, yeah, you wish you would have done some things a little bit differently in some situations. Most of those probably when I was coaching. But I don't live a life of regrets. I don't live in the past. I don't really think too much about the past. I live in the present, period. And that's what I try to do. So, I'm dealing with what goes on in my life now, and you know, that's family and grandkids, and my lousy golf game, and a few other things.
Well, we would be absolutely. What was that?
No, I didn't say.
Oh, okay. Coach, we would be remiss if we didn't tap your expertise on a couple of things. Peyton Manning spent 6 hours yesterday with the Arizona Cardinals folks talking to them. What do you think? Is Peyton Manning going to rise to be a superstar with another team?
I think Peyton Manning, if he's healthy, he will play very well for another team. I don't think there's any question about it. I think the thing I worry about, is his health. I mean, if he hurts that neck again, could it be paralyzed? What could happen? I don't know. You know, we saw the hit that James Harrison put on the focal point. Could he take a hit like that? I don't know. So when you start looking at things, you know, that's what I worry about. Here's a guy that's had a terrific career. He's been a great ambassador to the National Football League. He's a man of very good character. I mean, you saw the interviews. I mean, guys, this was pretty classy. His exit out of Indianapolis was pretty darn classy. Now, if he's going to resurface in Arizona, I mean, that's terrific. I'm so happy for him. But the main thing I worry about is his long-term health. What's he going to be like in 10 years if this doesn't work out?
And you have been a champion for NFL alumni players who are trying to get the NFL to do the right thing when it comes to health care and benefits. And so you've seen firsthand what can happen in some cases at the end of a career.
Well, it's happened in many cases. I mean, you look at Mike Webster, you go back throughout the years of a lot of people who play center, Jim Ringo and Mick Dingle, Wing One and on, you know. And it's just an unfortunate situation. People don't understand that football, it's a warrior sport, guys, you know. I mean, you can talk about making it safe all you want to, and I think the league is doing a great job, but when you put those helmets on, you strike with those helmets, things could happen. And, I tell people when I played originally with the Bears, our helmet was a plastic shell with foam rubber. Well, the helmet today is for protection, but it's also giving these guys a sense of no fear, so they strike with their head a lot.
Coach, you talk about making the league safe. The whole controversy that has swollen out of New Orleans on the bounty issue, there are some who are depicting this as commonplace in the National Football League. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. I don't agree that it's commonplace. I don't agree that you ever try to hurt anybody. Now, I've seen it happen to us. In Chicago, it happened I won't mention the team, but it happened to us. They went after my quarterback. They went after my running back. They went after my fullback. And they tried to hurt him. They did get McMahon out of the game. There's no question about that. So when you look at it, it hasn't happened. They had a hit list written right on their towels that they were carrying with them. Now, that's foolish. I mean, it's stupid. The game of football is violent enough. When you go out and play it, there's a chance to get hurt. Now, when you go out with the idea intent you're going to take somebody out of the game, it's really silly. But, you know, this whole thing, you know, if I'm going to take somebody out of the game, you strike him, you knock him out. No. You would go after their knee or something. But I never heard this happen. Listen, I coached with the Cowboys. It never happened. I coached with the Bears. It never happened. And listen, Buddy Ryan was my defensive coordinator. And Buddy Ryan taught great physical football. But he never told anybody to go out there and take somebody out of a football game. Not that I've ever heard of or ever even mentioned. So I think it's wrong. I think it's appalling when you say, we're going to get somebody here. Now, the guy made a mistake. I understand, too, that this has probably happened for a long time. People take the fine money, and they distribute the fine money to guys who make sacks or tackles or touchdowns or interceptions or fumbles or cause fumbles. And I think that's where it all started. Then finally they said, well, there'll be an extra bonus of $1,500 or $1,000 if you knock the guy out of the game. Well, I disagree with that.
Well, we always appreciate your time. Very excited to see you tonight. Lifetime Achievement Award winner at the Dapper Dan Pro Football Hall of Fame member, Super Bowl champion, and all-around gregarious fellow.
Well, thank you, guys. Take care. I'll see you tonight, baby.
I missed one thing, Coach. Restaurateur.
You can. I tell you what, I had a great meal there yesterday, so it's pretty daggone good.
Well, you better a good meal when you walk in the door. There's no question about it.
Yeah, Pat McDonald is the coach over there.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, we'll see you tonight and your mom. Congratulations.
All right, God bless you guys. Thank you.
God bless. Mike Dick on KDKA.